we please God, I think we can be successful. Because I found out the pressures that God applies to our life and things He lets happen to us are meant for our good. God wants to use some of the difficulties and the strains and stresses to exercise our spiritual muscles. He doesn't want us to become spiritually obese. He doesn't want us to become where we have no muscles or energy. I've heard that the little butterfly, you try to get it out of the little cocoon and you try to help it and you peel the cocoon off of it. That's not good. Many times they'll die anyway because they need that extra strength in breaking apart that cocoon to cause their muscles to be strong. And I've helped little baby chickens. I felt sorry for them, and I've seen some of them struggle to get out of the egg, and I thought, well, I'm just going to help that little chick get out of there. But I haven't had too good a success in that. They need that struggle. They need that breaking of that shell of that egg, and they need that the energy. If they don't have it to get out of there, many times they're weak and they're not very good anyway. But God wants to use some of the spiritual strains and the tugs that we feel this morning to help us to be able to grow in Him and to be able to progress spiritually. I don't like troubles. I don't just say, oh, thank God, look here, we've got a new problem this morning. Just something's come up and I tell you, this is the most wonderful thing. I have to say, oh, Lord, help me find grace now for this new thing. Help me to find a place where I can glorify You in the fire. We have a song, and I've got... If I didn't write down all the things that come, I would never remember them. But I have so many songs that come to my mind, and I want to share some of them with you. And I don't know where one of these is at, but it's the song that says, when my soul is disturbed with sorrow and my heart is burdened with care, Jesus...
The sorrows of life and the thought of tomorrow.
No.
My heart is burdened with sin.
Jesus opened His arms of mercy and tenderly took me in. There's peace in the time of trouble. There's peace in the midst of the storm. Thank God for that this morning. There are so many blessings we'll find the Lord in some of those shady places. And I appreciate that today. Well, first of all, I want to talk to us today and look at some of the scriptures that... And only the Lord knows I can't get to all of these, I don't think. But we have to fight against despair, discouragement, despondency, hopelessness, and I don't know if it's a fight, but all of us tend to have a little bit of sighing, and I just call it the DHS disease. So, despair, hopelessness, and sighing. It's something that can get on all of us. And you know, when something starts spreading around, it goes pretty quick sometimes. Some diseases spread pretty quick. So, Lord, help us today. If we're feeling in a little bit of desperation, let's look in the book of Exodus. Please pray for us this morning. Exodus, the 6th chapter and the 9th verse. We'll find a little something here that will show us that we're common too. 6 and 9 of Exodus says, and Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. These people were in desperate need of help, and they were in a place where the bondage and the troubles were so pressed upon them that they couldn't even hear somebody that offered them hope. And I wonder today, if we don't wallow in our own misery, and sometimes we just... Oh, I know a man one time said to me, he came to me in trouble, and I listened to him, and I said, well, what about this? I've already tried that. And I thought, well, all right, maybe there's another angle we can come out. And about everything he told me, we talked about, so I've already tried that. And what had happened, he actually got himself into a place where nobody could help him. And here's what happened to the children of Israel. They were in such bondage and trouble, and everything was going wrong, and Moses came and offered them a little bit of hope, and they said here, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. When we detect that someone is so down and so depressed that we can't reach them, you know, it's time to cry out to God. God, please send deliverance, send help for them. Yes. Send them something to give them hope. And we this morning, as a people of God, we need the Lord to come by and cheer our hearts and help us today.
Amen.
I know that it seemed like lately there's been a lot of things that's been pressing on our minds. There's been death, there's been problems, physical needs, there's church problems and a lot of things. Lord, help us today to not let those things cause us to have anguish of spirit where we just forget who God is.
Amen.
Let's remember this morning, God is still God.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not down on my level. He's way up there, and He's bigger than all of my problems and bigger than all of my cares.
Amen.
He's bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. God is still on His throne this morning, and He's still well able to take care of His little flock.
Amen.
He's not limited. God's not just limited to our strength. And I've watched sometime we only want to get into problems, or we only want to work for the Lord as big as capable as we are. We just want to stay in our own little comfort. We have to remember, folks, God is bigger, and we need Him to work for us. We need Him to help us.
Amen.
I wish I could find a little saying that J. Hudson Taylor, he said something like this: I used to ask God to help me with my problems. And then he said, I began to ask God to, if I could help Him with some of the problems. And he finally said, Lord, just work through me in all these problems. I want You to work through me and solve the problems. Sometimes we think we can work things out in our own strength. We're sadly mistaken. This morning we need the Lord to help us. We need God to give us special help. All right, in the book of Job 7 and 6. Remember this morning, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Amen.
And there are overwhelming times. There are times. I remember coming home one day from church. My dad called me and said, Mom's fell on the floor and I can't get her up. And I remember going home to my dad's home and Mama's, and there my mom was. She'd sat there in that floor and she had broke her hip. And I tell you, she had sat there and she said, oh, I just didn't want to bother you all. She had one of those things you could just press and it'd call a number. I just didn't want to bother you. And she sat there for several, I don't know, maybe a couple of hours. I don't know. It was a long while. And I remember I went in there to go pick her up, and I thought, Lord, please help me, because I don't know what's going to happen. And I got my arms around her, and I reached down, and when she cried out, that hurt me so much. I could hardly keep going, but I knew I had to get her off of that floor. Do you know there's going to be times in life that you don't know what to do?
Yeah.
You're going to be in places where really somebody's got to do this and it's you.
Yeah.
And there's nobody else around. There's nobody else can do things, but it's got to be you. And you've got to ask the Lord to help you.
Amen.
I remember coming on an accident one time. We was in Shawnee. We went to a revival meeting and left. And here was a man, as we got on I-40, was laying right in the middle of I-40 on the white lines. And all of his stuff was scattered, and somebody had hit him, and Brother Marvin Probst and I were coming back, and we got out of the car, and anyway, people was driving around. Nobody had stopped for this man, and I just remember the helpless feeling. And he had bones sticking out of him and blood. It was just a bad, it was one of those situations you just really didn't want to come up on. But I remember as I kind of held him there up to me, and I remember crying out to God. I didn't care who was around me. I didn't care there was people listening to me, because this man was dying. His last breath. Now, if you were there, wouldn't you want somebody to pray for you?
Yes.
Wouldn't you want somebody to say some final something for you? I tell you, life has a lot of situations that get bigger than we are.
Amen.
They get bigger than we are. Folks, we have to learn we can't. There's a time the people in Egypt, they shrunk back because of anguish of spirit. They couldn't do anything. There's times that I've seen people get paralyzed, and I felt paralyzed. What do you do next?
Yes.
But you know, there's a time that we learn to call upon God. I'm thinking about this cow that we had, that the calf was turned and we couldn't get the calf out. She couldn't have the calf. And I don't know, you all are, I think, very well acquainted with animals here, and you know there's things you have to do. You just have to, you have to get your hand in there and get engaged. And you have to take a little chain around your finger and have to get that little calf's leg out of there. You have to get him out.
Yeah.
Well, these men that was around there, they was working. We worked for a long time, but you know what? I began to call on the Lord. That's all I know to do to help. And we winched and we pulled, and you know, finally that little calf was born. It died, but the mama lived. I can't tell you every time in my life that I've called upon God that I've had all successes. And sometimes when you read the books, some of the old timers, some of the things they've read, you hear a lot about successes.
Yes, that's right.
But I want to tell you, in my lifetime, I haven't found that every time is a success.
Amen.
I found that there's times that I've gone home and I felt defeated.
Yes.
I just felt like, what happened? Where did I go wrong? What went wrong here? And I'm going to tell you, those are true life experiences.
Yes, they are.
And life is going to come to you that way. There's going to be times that we feel like, oh, I can handle it, and I know just how I'm going to leave this world, and I'm going to be there, and everything's going to be fine, and there's nobody going to, I'm not going to even, but I'm going to tell you something. What I found, we better do a lot of praying, because none of us know how we're going to leave this old world.
Amen.
We don't know, because I've seen good people that's went out in pain. I've seen good people that's left this world that they were struggling. And it tells me, oh God, help me to be ready to meet you. Help me to be in a place where I can go gracefully. Lord, help me. Folks, when we get down to where we're just relying on our own strength, we're really hurting.
Yes.
We need the Lord today to help us, because anguish of spirit, when we get in real troubles, when we get some problems, it really causes us, we wonder, Lord, have I done it right? Lord, help me today. There's going to be times that we all get in despair. There's going to be times... Paul said, I was in the middle of false brethren. I was in the midst of being out in the deep, and all hope was gone. I've been in places where it just looked like, he said, it was treacherous for me to make it. I don't know if you all have ever been out in the ocean and just been overwhelmed with the waves and how up and down and just seemed like there was no end to the turmoil, and it just it just seemed like it was a real impossible place. I've never been out in a real storm in the ocean. Some of you probably have, but just the little adventures we've had out fishing in Mexico, some I've everybody got sick. I've seen there's some times you feel pretty helpless. In the book of Job, let's look here and find in the 7th chapter of Job. Job went through some things, and I'm so thankful that he came out on the other side. It said when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord gave him twice as much as he had before. In the book of Job 7 and 6, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. Oh, remember that my life is wind, mine eye shall no more see good. The eye of him that hath seen me shall see me no more. Thine eyes are upon me and I am not. A little bit discouraging here just to read this, but do you know in your cloudy days, it does us good to see we're still human. That sometimes we get down on a place where we need the Lord to help us. Amen. I'm thankful this morning for the valley. I'm thankful there's times when the Lord takes away the little glimmer of hope sometimes we have that just looks like, oh Lord, help us. Let's remember this morning that there is still a God that loves us.
Amen.
He still cares about us when the good times are coming and when the bad times are pressing upon us. Job said, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. I'm thankful we don't just have a little message this morning about hopelessness. We have something to encourage us. So please don't leave before I get to the end here. I do have some help for you. Lamentations 3 and 18, I don't, but the Lord does. Someone read that for us, if you don't mind. Lamentations 3 and 18. And I'm going to get Ezekiel 37 and 11. Someone find that in Lamentations. Would you please read that for us?
Lamentations 3:18. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord.
Well, we can get feeling pretty low this morning. Job said, my days are spent without hope. And this sounds like another place where there's no hope. Thank God there is, though.
Amen.
Yes.
37 and 11 of Ezekiel, it says, then said he unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Again, it sounds like despair. And no doubt there have been times when the people of God have gone through places where separation from family, from friends, from people that you once loved, we have felt like there is no hope. We wonder, and sometimes maybe grope around. Our hope is lost. We're like bones. We're dried up. Our hope is lost and we're cut off from our parts. Those thoughts cross our minds ever so often. Those thoughts come across and they come to us.
Yes.
We have to put things in context. We have to remember this too will pass.
Amen.
It's not going to be forever. Our trials are not forever. They will come and go.
Yes, they do.
And thank God He is still God when we Amen. Come out on the other side. Acts 27 and 20. Acts 27 and 20. Someone read that for us, would you please?
And when neither sun nor stars in these days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away.
Here we are in the ocean now, and he said, there was no small tempest, and there was no sun or stars, and many days appeared. And the wind was howling and blowing, and water was coming up over the side of the ship, and they couldn't do very much. He said, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. That is perilous.
Yes.
To me, that would be a tough time. This morning, if your ship is being tossed, and you don't feel like there's any way out of this, take courage.
Yes.
Take courage. Your ship may sink. Yes. Yes. Then we do with patience wait for it. Thank you. Thank the Lord. You know the good thing? If you've ever been in real hard trials and things, you've thought, well, at least if the ship sinks, I can get out of this mess. It gives us a little hope to think, well, we might not be here very much longer. Because if it sinks, it'll be the end. At least I'll get out of here. The book of Psalms, the 73rd chapter. God's not going to forsake us, folks. I don't believe He's going to leave His children. And I'm going to get there's some songs the Lord gave me, and I want to share them in a moment with you. Psalm 73. 2 and 3. Truly God, I'll read the first verse. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, and their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. And all he went on and on. I'm not going to read all of this, but he said, I went finally into the sanctuary of God and I understood their end.
Yes.
But he said, when I began to look at the man of pride, the man of power, the man of affluence, he said, I couldn't understand it. They didn't have the troubles that I have. They weren't scrambling to pay bills like I was. They didn't have that kind of trouble. They just had everything that heart could wish. But he said, when I went to the sanctuary, I understood what was going on.
Yeah.
This morning, the clues are found in the sanctuary. God has secrets to show us, folks, when we get into places of turmoil and problems. God has the answers. Thank the Lord for that. In Psalms, the 24th chapter, I'll read this quickly. The 24th chapter of Psalm. 24. I'm sorry. I got off on that. My writing, my abilities are so limited sometimes. I want to look back in the 73rd Psalm, and I've already quoted part of this. It was when David went back to the sanctuary that he understood their end. He understood. And the 28th verse says, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all thy works. So put our trust in the Lord this morning. God will help us. Proverbs 13 and 12. 13 and 12. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. The hope deferred or postponed. Postponement of hope sometimes can generate an excitement. There can be something we know that, oh, if I just have a few more days. I have a little calendar that I give to the men in jail, and it's a little calendar, and on the one side it says talks about salvation. This is the day of salvation. But on the back it has a little calendar. And those men love those calendars because they mark off all the days they have left. There's a little hope that they have. I have just a few more days. A few more days. And then they might get to go to their court session and find out, well, maybe their days are not so long. Hope deferred, it makes the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. I think about whenever God gives us a promise and He tells us something, it is so wonderful because it gives us hope at the end of the tunnel. It helps us to see beyond the gloom and beyond everything else. God wants to bless us this morning with encouragement. Despondency. Numbers 11. Let's look there for a moment. The book of Numbers, the 11th chapter and the 15th verse. Moses got the place where he felt a little down, didn't he? Moses was very angry many times with what happened. He was rejected by his people. He was rejected. He had guilt because he killed that Egyptian. He had a lot of things on his mind. Now I'm going to jump into right in the middle of a statement here, right in the middle of something. 11 and 14 and 15 of Numbers. I'm not able to bear all this people alone because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me. I pray thee out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. Human weakness, human frailty, it happens to every one of us.
Yes.
And Moses said, I'm just at a place, just take my life. It doesn't really matter. If I found favor in your sight, there's things that I could see that he had built up on him. The amount of people and problems. You know, sometimes we think dealing with 100 people is pretty rough. But you know, dealing with 1 million or 1.5 million people, that'd be awful. That would be awful. I just don't know how in the world you'd handle that. He just said, Lord, just take my life. Lord, bless us this morning. Joshua 7 and 7. Bear with me just a moment, please, and maybe this will make a little more sense to us. Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan? To deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to deliver us. Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. Even great leaders can have places where they feel needy, where they feel like we need the Lord's help. What's going on? I've done everything right. But it seemed like we've run up against some problems now. What do we do? Elijah also, in the book of 1 Kings 19 and 14, Elijah had his name said a whole lot, didn't it? Prophet of fire. Elijah had places where he got down in a little slump too. 19 and 14 of 1 Kings. I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel hath forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Elijah got out there and run off and left his servant. He got out there in a place in the wilderness, and the Lord woke him up. Elijah, what are you doing here? And he said, I've been very zealous for the Lord. But they've been after me. Old Jezebel's been after me. And he had slain all those prophets, those old false 450 of them. Rain had came. And now he's running for his life. Watch out after camp meetings. Watch out after you've been really blessed by the Lord, because you're gonna find yourself, oh, you've been up, I've done this so many times. You've been up so encouraged, and all of a sudden the bottom falls out. I can just almost go home and know I've got to brace myself when I get home. There's going to be a coon that's got in and killed my chickens. There's going to be a flat tire. The lawnmower's not going to start. The battery's going to be dead. There's going to be something happen. Something turned on and it run. There's just going to be problems. We need to brace ourselves, because it's going to happen. Elijah went through all of that, and then he took off running. The Lord said, even your name betrays you. You're a prophet of fire. And what are you doing out here running? Lord bless us today. We think, oh, we can do so good sometimes, and we get home and find out something like a little old something can just disturb us. God help us today. I don't think I can go through all these scriptures. There's just so many of them today. I could look. I have probably 20 more of them wrote down. But number 107 in our songbook, I want us to look at number 107. What does it say? For me, all is well. No sigh or a tear when Jesus is near. What is some of the rest of that?
In His presence securely I dwell.
In His presence securely I dwell.
I hear His sweet voice. Uh-huh. And
listen to the words of this song. These songs are impregnated with truth. They have so much life in them. There's so many things. But do you know the writer of those songs had to go through similar things like we do? No sigh or a tear when Jesus is near. Do you see this morning how important it is for us to keep a record, or keep close to the Lord, and not let some of the disappointments get us down? We have to keep going on. And many times through those disappointments, these songs were born. A lot of times through adversity, these songs that we love to sing were born. No sigh or a tear when Jesus is near. Then we have a song, number 199 in the blue book. I don't see that. But anyway, and it says this: when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and has shed His own blood for my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Oh, that song. I've enjoyed that through the years. But that song, born out of sorrow, born over a man losing a lot of his possessions in the fire, losing his children at a shipwreck at sea. And when he got to the place that he asked the captain to wake him up, and he wanted to kind of get in the general vicinity where that ship went down and his children were laying there in the bottom of the ocean floor. And that song, can you just see this morning being there on that ship when sorrows like sea billows roll? Whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Do you see that we're never going to get into a place where we are just without? There's going to be something that helps us, that something is going to come by and aid us. Have you ever had just a bird come by and sing a song for you?
Yes.
Whenever you was needing something, just to see that bird. I love birds. I really love birds. One man told me, you have a foul spirit. An F-O-W-L. And I believe I do. I love all kinds of birds. Do you know what, if I was home now, that we have hummingbirds, they drink, and this is a little sore spot in our family because they drink so much that it takes a lot of food to feed. They drink a half a gallon a day. I have that many hummingbirds. It's a half a gallon. And I love to see them. I love to watch those hummingbirds. They're amazing little creatures. We've had so many birds come to our feeder this spring, and it's been so wonderful. I build bluebird boxes. I think I made around 50, 45 or so. My son and I, we build those bluebird boxes and give them away. I love the sound of the song of a bluebird in the morning. They wake you up, or they, if you're outside, you can hear them. They'll break the silence of the night with a beautiful song. And at the end of the day, you'll hear the little warble or whatever little song that they sing. Have you ever been encouraged by some little thing like that?
Yes.
I have. I've seen little things like that that has encouraged my heart. I've watched in so many things that we see in God's creation, so many things, they were made for His pleasure. And they encourage us so much. Song number 178 in our songbook says something about His voice I hear. And it talks about how fiercely the storm may rage. And it talks about the shades of night. And the tempest will cease when His voice I hear. And the darkest shadows flee. Tell me the writer of that song did not have an experience in what we're talking about today. They knew about shadows. They knew about darkness. They knew about tempest. They knew about fierce trials and things that come their way. They knew that, and they took courage in that. How about thorns in the narrow way? Part of that song talks about thorns in the narrow way. You think, oh, I'm in the narrow way. I'm in the narrow way. Thank God for the narrow way. And what's all these thorns doing around here? You know what that puts you in? When you've got thorns in the narrow way, you can't get away from them. Everywhere you step, there's thorns in the narrow way. But you know, I find the Savior helping us through those places.
Amen.
I've loved the Scripture. It said, light is sown for the righteous. And that light springs up to expose the thorns in the narrow way. And even when we can't miss them, God will help and give us grace to walk over them. Those thorns in the narrow way are to help us to not get comfortable here in our earthly home.
Amen.
This place is not our home. No. This is not where we're really designed for. We're designed for heaven. And these thorns that He causes to come our way are meant to keep us reminded of that.
Yes.
This is not your home. Don't get too satisfied here. And also in number 178, that song talks about a gloom in shrouds. Did you see that? About the gloom in shrouds? I took note of that. I don't want to depress you this morning. I want to encourage you that we're human. And God is going to take us through places. And some of the gloom that enshrouds, and some of the thing that the problems that happen to us, dear ones, is it's common to man. Didn't He say, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you? But He said, rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings.
Yes.
Rejoice in that. Number 37 in our song book. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord.
Yes.
How firm a foundation. He tells us in there to fear not. Be not dismayed. Don't lose your direction. Don't lose the direction. Again, I told you I love birds. Well, I had, and I've told you here before, that I've had homing pigeons, and I love those. I love to watch those birds. And as I take them further and further away from home, I take an older bird with them to make sure that older bird could find its way home, the younger ones would follow. And I've watched them, and sometimes I've turned them loose and they all will be in a real tight circle, just going in circles, and they're trying to get direction, which way is home. And they don't find it by going up thousands of feet in the air. I wish I could explain to you how those birds, it's just something God gave them, but I've watched them get their bearings, and you can see it, almost see it, that they'll circle, and then all of a sudden you'll see them start, and they'll angle off and head right toward home. And there's times in short distances, maybe 30 miles, you couldn't beat them home. They'll beat you home. But I've had some of them also that they didn't come home for a good while. And they'd come home with their craw tore open and their feathers on the tips of their wings were all frayed. I've had some of them that never come home. But you know, there's a place we're calling home that we're heading for. And he said, be not dismayed. Don't lose your bearings. Don't lose the direction where home is at.
For I am thy God, and will still give thee aid.
Thank the Lord. Upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. Thank the Lord. And he talks in this song number 37 about deep waters. Are you going through deep waters today? Are you going through some deep places and you wonder, am I going to drown in here? I don't know about you all. If you ever had big brothers and they were a blessing in life, really they were. They'll throw you in a swimming pool and you either sink or swim. A big brother is wonderful. They'll help you once in a while. And hopefully they'll, before you make that last little gulp, and you know, they'll get you out. You know, the Lord sometimes will let us get in some deep waters. And may the Lord help us to be faithful. In those times, Lord, our eyes are upon you. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
Yes, amen.
In this same song, he talks about the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow.
Amen.
Did you catch that? The rivers of sorrow. These songs, again, are so full. Brother Lewis Williams said there's a message in every song. I believe that. The rivers of sorrow will not overflow you. They'll not go over your head. It'll not be something that you can't make it somehow. Brother,
I will be with thee, thy trouble to bless.
Yes, I will be with thee, thy trouble to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. Brother Emmett Gerald, and it seemed like it was right here, he said one time, you know, the Lord can pull you through a knothole if you can stand the pulling. And I thought about that. You'll have to be greased up pretty good to get through there. You're going to have to get pretty small too to get down through that knot hole. But here the Lord's pulling. And we're saying, oh Lord, help me. Give me some more grease here. I'm about to get stuck. In fact, I know one. Well, I won't. This one sister, as a young person, they was all climbing through this little cavity thing, and she did get stuck, and they had to tug, and I know some of you would know her if I mentioned who it was, but they finally got her through that. And God can get us through some big trials too if we'll let Him. He can pull us through if we'll get all small and humble before Him. Your deepest distress, and it talks about fiery trials, and the flame shall not harm thee. I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine.
Amen.
The soul that all hell should endeavor to shake. Tell me this morning if that doesn't apply to us today.
Yes.
You might be young and think I'm strong, and you all are just talking about things that, you know, you're talking about arthritis and you're talking about all these pains and gout and everything like that. Well, I'll tell you, all of our time, we'll all pass through some of these things before we leave this. There'll be troubles and problems. I'll tell you, if you've ever had those shingles, and I did for just a few weeks, And I know some of you brethren had them worse than I did, but those things hurt. And if you had a kidney stone, those things hurt.
Yes, they do.
Very bad. You'll be on the floor crawling, doing everything you can. I've had that too. And there's other things. There's afflictions and things that have come our way. This race is not for the wimps. Lord, help us this morning. I need prayer because I know we've got some things to go through and we're going to need God's help. And I believe through humility, we can make it. I believe through humbling ourselves, we can make it. The soul that all hell should endeavor to shake. Your friends forsaking you, feeling alone, feeling dejected, feeling problems just overwhelming you, and your mental condition is not very good and all. Folks, listen, we still have a Savior. There's still someone that cares for us. And He is on the other side of these problems. And He's saying, come on, come on. A little bit more and you're going to be home. We're not going to remember all these things. Number 101 in our book, I am His child. Notice some of the parts of this. In song number 101, my Heavenly Father is caring for me. My bark, He is guiding o'er life's stormy sea. Then it speaks about storms overshadowing. Overshadowing storms, long standing. Something that is just continuous, that doesn't let up. Storms overshadow and billows are wild. The furnace of trial that I'm standing in. Have you ever dissected some of these songs that we sing and we just kind of flow through them and sing them and then we don't think much about them? I began to pick some of them apart. And I begin to see there is content inside. There is character building things in these songs. There's people that's went through some things. And these songs are precious to us. They're so wonderful. I am His child. The flames cannot harm me. I only designed. And He said, when clouds thickly gather and hide from my view the face of my Savior, His eye pierces through. Thickly gathering storm clouds that don't leave after a while. And then He talks about Satan beguiling us. Satan using all kinds of maneuvers and tactics to try to beguile us. Trying to deceive us. Trying to cause us trouble. Trying to get us to err from this way. Lord bless us this morning. And then the valley of death, He talks about that. Song number 106 in our songbook. I know in whom someone read that. I don't have all the. My faith is fixed. I know in whom my faith is fixed.
I know in whom I trust.
Yes, I know in whom I trust. I know that He abides with me and all His ways are just. Thank the Lord for that. I know, I know. And it said in here, let scoffers scoff and scorners sneer. My heart is full of peace. Thank God. They cannot take the joy I feel or make my heart to cease. I am so thankful we have many blessings here today to help us. Many things from our songs to scriptures. We look at all the experiences of the people in the Bible, you know, there were some overcomers. Job said, though He hath tried me, I'll come forth as gold. And he made it. And the Lord blessed him. And his latter end was better than his first. He blessed him with twice as many things as he had before. That's the good part of the storms and trials we go through. We have something to look forward to. Number 155 in our songbook, I'm almost through. I'll not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. It still gives me a little bit of fear when I walk out and it's pitch black, especially in the country. You don't know what you're going to step on or what's around the bush or anything. There's a lot of things at nighttime out there. Heard old dogs, one had some beagle dogs and heard them barking, and really, you can tell when there's a sound of real excitement. And I got out that night and I heard those dogs barking. I had a little beagle dog tied up on a chain and went out there. And as I approached to where he was at, there was another little dog, a beagle that was walking by my side that was loose. And when I got out there, I heard something in the leaves start taking off. And I didn't know what it was. But I got my flashlight and looked, and they had just almost taken the life. In fact, I petted that little dog, and I was so sorry that I hadn't got out there a moment sooner. His eyes was already set and everything, and I went around trying to kind of look around and see what I could see, and I turned around, that little dog set up. He was he was brushing death, but I caught him right before they... There's things out in the nighttime. I'm just telling you, there's things that you all know. They're out there in the nighttime. There's fears that can come to us at nighttime. We can't see, and we don't see real clearly, and our mind's not too straight. And we think, oh, what is that? What is that going on? There's fears out there, but I'm going to tell you, there's the Lord's presence right there. As He was with the children of Israel in a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, He is going to be with us. He is not going to leave us nor forsake us. He's not going to let anything come upon us more than we're able to bear. He's going to be with us clear to the end. As I think about that martyr, and I can't remember his name, Brother Ed, you've talked about him. But he was there and they tied him up in the fire. And the onlookers would want to know if it's bearable. Is it going to be bearable when they burn him at the stake? Is the grace of God, is the presence of the Lord going to be there? And when they set that on fire, set this man on fire and those ropes burn off his hands, there were some old stubs that was beating together. It was meaning the presence of God was there and you can make it too. And He did.
Yes.
God's going to be there with us, folks. I'll not be afraid. The terror by night, the arrow that flieth by day. Things that's designed in the daytime that accurate people and words and things pinpoint you. And they nail you down. And there's fiery things that come at you and hit you so hard. The devil knows our weak points, and he will let things happen, and people will, the devil just uses things so much, the fiery darts in the day, and things at night. And he talks about the stormy winds that blow, and billows sweeping over my soul. Billows sweeping over. Does that tell us where we need to be in the Lord? When things are that wild and out of control, we need to be snuggled safely in a place of the Lord. I remember this sister, her little boy got killed, and the brakes didn't hold on the trailer, and their little boy, whom they loved that little boy, he was the apple of their eye, but he was on that truck tire and the brakes didn't hold and the tire rolled over and it killed him. It was so sad. They were close friends. I've known them for a long time, and you all know them. But this woman's heart, I'll never forget, was broken. And the husband, he took this little boy with him, and he changed his diaper. And this little boy was all boy. He loved to be with daddy, and his daddy would take him on him in backhoes and work with him. And this boy was full of life, and then all of a sudden his life was gone. That was hard. I've never seen a man's heart that was broken like this man. His mom got up in prayer meeting. She said, I feel like I'm a little bird in a little cutout place in a rock, and these winds and all is blowing all around me, and I'm sheltered right in that little old place. That's what I feel like. And that stuck with me. That stuck with me all for years and years, because I knew she had something. She got a hold of something that helped her make it. When stormy winds blow and billows sweep over our soul, folks, the saints are the most precious people. I love God's people because they stick together in tough times.
Yeah, okay.
They love each other and they bear with each other and they comfort each other. I'm so thankful we have the family of God. This is my family.
Amen.
This is my family. I love the people of God. And he talked in this song again about the scorns of the world. Again, here, number 106, number 155, you find a few things similar. Scorners sneer, scorns of the world. People look down. Why are you doing that? Why do you dress like that? Why do you go in there to those places? How come you're doing all this? Why are you risking your life? Someone, my family said, why are you even going down there? Let somebody else do that. Well, there's nobody else wants to go. Anybody volunteer? You want to volunteer your life and, you know, volunteer to go on something that's pretty dangerous and there's all kinds of scares and things along the way? Say, we got called out of this car. My wife was with me and there's three of us and they just killed the pastor's son not 3 months before and we got stopped and these men had masks on. All you could see was their eyes. And get one of those big old guns pointed at you, and there's about 10 or 15 of them out there. It makes a good story, but I tell you, you think, well, it looks like we're about down to the end. And here, this lady that was sitting in the front seat with us, she jumps out and she gets in this man's face. You let this guy go. He's a pastor that she was speaking in Spanish, and come to find out, she was a karate champion down there, and I thought, well, thank the Lord, this lady, she knows what she's doing. When we went to leave, this lady prayed and got saved, and she said, you won't forget me, will you? And I said, no, ma'am, I won't. I never will forget you. But she got right up in that guy. I thought, she wasn't that big, but she, you know, pretty adept. The Lord sends somebody to take care of us. Don't you see that? He'll send somebody to help us. He'll do something. He'll watch over His children. He'll take care of us. There's nothing that He'll let come our way but what He'll help us in. God is still God this morning.
Amen.
He is still looking after His people. Number 79, 'tis well with me. He talks about friends forsaking and treasures fading away. And this song, number 79. Someone else the words. I can't remember some of them. Is this the one that says, no sigh or a tear? I'm sorry. Help me there. 79. Have I got it wrong? Maybe I... Was okay. Thank the Lord. All right, that's it. Though storms sweep o'er my trembling bark and waves around me swell, still this my ransomed soul shall sing. For me, all is well. It's wonderful. Number 308. Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves and... Unknown waves before me roll. Hiding rock and treacherous soul. Chart and compass of the sea. Jesus, Savior, pilot me. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
This morning we're blessed people. This morning we have so many things. Let's not forget the promises of God. Number 104, He will care for me no matter what happens. He will care for me. He talks about disaster, grim, stormy winds, sorrows rise, the test that I face. No matter, He will care for me. I thank the Lord this morning for His promises, folks. I thank Him for the blessings, the blessings. We're a blessed people. He's going to be with us through all of our trials and tests that come our way. The psalmist again says, and I quote a while ago, "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Amen. Pray for me.
Thank you, Lord.